Yes, very good morning, your Daily Bob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, AMCS, that's the Australian Marine Conservation Society, they're over there in Canada for the International Marine Protection Congress. We're going to catch up, have a yarn there and talk to AMCS Protected Areas Manager, Adele Petter. And she got also with her Fiona Kieran, a Ranger Coordinator, Barulula, Northern Territory, both over in Canada. Very good morning, ladies. How are we?
Good morning, Kevin.
Morning. Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, good. Yeah, Trevor here. Just checking. Fiona, start with you, sister. Who your mob were you from?
We're from the Leantha Widiata Sea Ranger Unit that's based in Borroloola. So we look after the Yanyuwa country and also the Mara region, which is over at the Lemon Bight. So there's three of us here that are attending this conference with Adele. So we've also got David Barrett that's here. That is based in Lemon River, and Corinne Coombs is a woman's engagement officer.
Beautiful.
So,
And you're the Ranger Coordinator. How long have you been in that role, Fiona?
I think about 5-6 years, maybe longer. I've been with the unit for 13 years.
Okay, beautiful.
So, yeah, and, took over that role. Big learning curve, still learning. Yeah.
We are students for life, my sister, so all good, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And over to Adele. Adele Petter, you're the AMCS Protected Areas Manager. Tell us about your role, but also talk about the International Marine Protection Congress that's happening over Canada is why you're there.
Yeah, so we're over in Canada. It's very cold. It's 6 degrees at the moment. We're with 2,000 people from all across the planet. All these people coming together to talk about how we can better look after our sea country through marine protected areas. And there's a really strong delegation from Indigenous peoples from right across the world, and they're playing a lead role in this Congress, which is fantastic to see. And everyone's learning a lot from that and paving the way for that mob to lead the way. So I work across Australia on marine protected areas. We have a bit of a focus in the Northern Territory, and that's where we work with Fiona and their mob.
Yes.
They're keen to look after their sea country, and we're keen to support them to do that.
Fantastic. I want to give a big shout-out to Gavin Singleton. He's from the Yurukanji mob. He's over there representing from his Yidinji mob here in Cairns, so big shout-out to him. This is fantastic to have First Nation people at the table in such a, international congress as such, protecting country. First Nation people have got to be front and centre in regarding looking after our sea country, yes?
Yeah, you're spot on.
And in regards to the Congress, how long does it run for?
Yeah, so we've got a few more days left. It's pretty much a week-long Congress, and they've got some field trips on either side. So one day we got to go out on sea country and see this beautiful sea country that belongs to the local mob.
Yes.
So that was fantastic. And they did an extraordinary welcome with a lot of dance and a lot of song, so, you know, that was really special.
And this is an annual event, is it, Adele?
No, it's not annual. And
it should be.
There hasn't been one on for many years because of COVID business.
Thank you.
But, it's a big deal. So, yeah, with 2,000 delegates, I'm not sure how often they put them on, but it's a pretty big deal over here in Canada.
And do we have the likes of Fiona presenting at a conference?
We'll be presenting tomorrow.
Good, fantastic. And just talking about the work that you're doing with your rangers in your sea country, in your area.
And it'll sort of include the IPA of our area and, yeah, what we're doing.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. And look, it just opens up the conversation, and I think it highlights First Nation people being at the table in protection of their sea country. As I said, this fantastic Congress should be an annual event, but it's great to see our mob being represented. We come from the Big Island. I mean, Australia has sea all around it, of course. So we would be speaking with a lot of weight, I would think, ladies.
Yeah, that's right. You know, our ocean territory is actually bigger than our land in Australia. And, you know, we've got sea country from the tropics through to, you know, the southern tip of Tassie,
yes.
You know, where we have our penguins. So we're responsible for a lot of marine estate.
Yes.
And you know, Australia's got some a lot of good things to talk about. You know, we've got runs on the board, so people are keen to hear from these rangers when they come over, talking about their Indigenous protected areas and their marine parks. So, you know, people are looking to these guys to, you know, hear their stories.
Exactly. Now, leading from the front, I think it's so deadly. And congratulations, Fiona, representing your mob and Barrolula mob there in Northern Territory, and having two of your rangers with you. Adela, thank you for your yarn as well and your input here as the AMCS Protected Area Manager. And it's great to have conversations with mob there at the Congress. So thank you very much, ladies, and all the best. Enjoy the rest of the conference. Fiona, present well. I know you will. And represent your mob too deadly. Thank you for the yarn, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks, Trevor.
Take care, girls. Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
A beautiful yarn there, and that's with Fiona Kieran. She's a ranger coordinator at Barrolula Northern Territory, and she's over in Canada for the International Marine Protection Congress. She's there with Adele Petter, who's this AMCS, that's the Australian Marine Conservation Society area manager. And also I did make mention that Gavin Singleton's over there as well, representing Yurukanji people from here, Yidinji Cairns. So fantastic. And look, it's great to see operating in that space in the international arena. And look, we mob, well, First Nation people across the globe should be front and centre with conversations like so, protecting the international marine waters. And that's what we do here in Australia. Fantastic. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Added the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Beautiful, beautiful track there. That's a reggae music by Saltwater Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number yarn. It's yours truly, Trevor Tim Trinity, Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bunbury Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly. Don't forget you can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, or BBM 98.7 FM. All right, let's talk digital health. Last year in Australia, it was estimated that over 1,800 women would be diagnosed with ovarian cancer. More than two-thirds of women are diagnosed when the cancer is at an advanced stage and has spread and is difficult to treat successfully. So here this month, February 2023, we'll join the experts in raising awareness for ovarian cancer and learn how digital health technology support Australians living with cancer. And with that, we're going to catch up with Deadly Brother Steve Renouf, consumer advocate, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander champion, Australian Digital Health Agency, and former Broncos and Queensland State of Origin player. We have Steve on the line. Good morning, my brother.
Hey, mate. How you going, Trip?
Yeah, good, brother. They should give us a direct line, eh? We're yarning up constantly, aren't we?
You do. Always a pleasure too, mate.
Yeah, too deadly, my brother. And look, very important hat that you wear in regarding as a consumer advocate, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander champion, Australian Digital Health Agency. And we're talking about the Awareness Month here in February, ovarian cancer. Look, with our mob, especially with our sisters, our females, well, across the board, we need to close the gap in regarding our health, compared to our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters. So ovarian cancer, look, it is a killer, and we need to jump on it, my brother.
Yeah, definitely. Look, you know, it's a cancerous tumour in one or both of the ovaries. Mm. So the main risk factor for ovarian cancer is age, is getting older. So it's commonly diagnosed in women who are over 50 years of age. Mm. And one thing to remind women about it can be difficult to diagnose at an early stage. So, and that's largely because symptoms can be, you know, pretty vague or very hard to, they're sort of, they're similar to other common illnesses. So it's important to keep on top of, these symptoms and what to look for.
And with our checkups on that, our ladies need to see a gynecologist?
Yeah, they need to go to the doctor, and obviously, go to there'll be specialists that will handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And go and get that checked. There's tests that can be done. So common tests for ovarian cancer, there's a pelvic exam, ultrasounds, CT scans, MRIs, and biopsies, and also blood tests.
And with those tests, then it tells you where you're at with it, and if you need to go and see a specialist, then they refer you over, is that right?
Yeah, definitely. And they'll refer you, you'll get the right care. And and also, if you have a family history of ovarian cancer, you should talk to your doctor about options
okay.
for managing at risk.
It's hereditary, is it?
Well, it's it's only 5 to 10% of all ovarian cancers associated with family history.
Okay.
But it's really important just to note some of the symptoms for women. So abdominal bloating or swelling, weight loss, discomfort in the pelvic area. Fatigue and back pain, and because it can refer pain around there. But there is support out there as well. The Cancer Council, you can ring that on 13 11 20, so 131120. And you can speak to a staff who's trained in that area can answer all the questions about the effects of ovarian cancer.
So when our sisters are hitting the ripe old age of 50, are we talking about a once-a-year checkup or twice a year?
Yeah, look, I think once a year. I mean, I think 6 months, I think. If you have a bit of history, there also can be links to, if you've got family and had breast cancer as well. I've got eight sisters, and I've got a couple of sisters. One sister's had breast cancer, two have had leukemia, and so it's around. If you've got that risk in your family,
okay, yeah,
it's well worth going to get a test.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. So there it is. It's the awareness month of February, awareness for ovarian cancer. And our sisters out there, do your checkup. If you're taking your child to do a checkup, well, you might as well get your checkup done as well. That's the best advice that we can give, my friend. And thank you very much for your yarn. With the hat that you wear, do you have a female alongside you when you're talking about this space, Steve?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and you know, our CEO is female, Amanda Catamol, and you know, so we talk about these things, and we talk about their people, and you know, there's not much with females. As I say, always, it's not a joke, but it's serious. I grew up with eight sisters.
Yes.
So you know, I get to see you know, varied conditions that women have over the years. So. You know, but it is, you know, we always got support. I mean, I hear you talking about ovarian cancer, but the thing is, that's great. Me as a male,
sure.
I can acknowledge that and,
exactly.
and talk about that.
Exactly. Now, that's fantastic, my brother. Now, regarding the football arena, are you coaching yourself? Are you in the arena? Are you with the State of Origin selective side, or are you anything to do with Broncos, brother?
No, not really, mate. I don't do too much of the footy. Obviously, I keep an eye on it. I do a little bit of media here and there, and I got to keep across it because I'm going on radio this weekend to talk about the Indigenous All Stars and the Maori All Stars being played over in Rotorua.
Yes.
So I get to comment on that, and so I'll be on with you know, Sats. I think they call it Sats and the Rat
on
SEN on Saturday. So Matty Rogers.
Yeah,
and so looking forward to that.
Yeah,
but
good.
Yeah, mate, I don't officially do too much with the rugby league. Obviously, if asked, I do. And,
sure.
I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, and of course, in the talking about the camp with the First Nation team. Now we had a situation with Latrell and with who's that? Jack Whiting.
Yeah.
Jack Whiting. So. Are they good to play, and were they with that situation that went down?
Yeah, look, and they're right to play. From what I've heard from the NRL, they're okay. They didn't actually breach, from what I hear, any of the rules that you know pertain to being suspended within the NRL. So, look, that was a mishap that just got taken right out of hand.
Escalated.
And if it was any worse, they wouldn't be playing.
Sure.
And the NRL would have said that. So,
okay.
As far as I know, as of today, they're still playing.
Good, fantastic. Good to be talking football. Good to be talking ovarian cancer to all our beautiful sisters out there. Do your checkup. This is the month of awareness for ovarian cancer. Thank you for your yarn, Steve. We'll talk soon, my brother. All the best, eh?
Thanks. I really appreciate it, mate. Thank you.
See you, bro. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there. Steve Renouf, consumer advocate, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander champion, Australian Digital Health Agency, and with digitalhealth.gov.au, awareness month for ovarian cancer. And like you said, more than two-thirds of women are diagnosed when the cancer is at an advanced stage and the spread is difficult to treat successfully. And estimated over 1,800 women would be diagnosed with ovarian cancer in a 12-month period. So do your checkups, our sisters. Look after yourself and be strong for your family. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. That is a conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Running to glam, baby. Yo. Set their door, set the record straight. My team heavyweight. One mob reppin', we the first to originate. Y'all can try to discriminate, you've been doing it anyway. We just keep stepping, coming up, watch us elevate. Deuceside, Layla Bach, Riverston, the Penrith. Mac Ridge rippin', no, I never let the pen slip. Mary's at the crime, bro, way up to the ridge. One love to the mob, out in Westside. Sid, you better be ready to get it. I'm speedin' and kickin' the rhythm and movin' the difference. So go on and listen, we bringin' the vision of Vatican with it. We got them all drippin', listen. Murray from the Mac Town. Out here in Blacktown, no question about it. Joey got to bring it back, so what's the half now? Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B&E down to SYD. Steady repping for our original piece. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B&E down to SYD. Steady repping for our original piece.
You say I'm a Chris, but you a Chris in Vermont. 60,000 years of bloodline, you ain't even got spines. Why privilege is on the floor? Soak it up, snowflake. Why you crying for if it's just only a day? It's a day where all my women got beaten and raped. Babies got buried in the sand and they got.
drive waiting for our river to flow. I run my mouth like Kathy's legs and I back it all up. Got my brothers on the sideline and they run the ball up. What? From the big smoke of his titties connected. Well respected, I'm a reflection of my mother's perception. I stay flexing, even when I question some of my lessons. It's a blessing to have this melanin in my complexion. I got my mob on my back, Curry cried to the death. We're gonna breed them all black until we're the last ones left. And I ain't backing down from no one till I give my respect. Yes, I'm a little radical, but you just get what you get.
Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B-N-E down to S-Y-D. Steady repping for our original peace. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Who we be? Running with the 22 clan. Where we be? B-N-E down to S-Y-D. Steady repping for our original peace.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Last connection. Astronomical. Bra bra bra. Bra bra bra. Bra bra bra. These are the songs just for you. Just you and your whole mob crew. Yeah. Bored lit with nothing to do. Yeah. Give up a mad deadly. Let it go like you got no shame. Get wrecked like you got no name. Get busy with the why you came. Yeah. Give up a mad deadly. When you rock knocked up, yeah, that was on the door. It's that BYO, it a TYO. Loose cannons wanna bring us, pull them up. I take it if you're gonna have a crack at your mass or max it, born to grind it. That's bra, so bra. Do what you came here for, what you waiting for? Permission, rigid, miss a statement. It's time to stake it, break it, take it, make it. Goodness sake, you can always fake it. And once you feel it, then you never go back. On the door, small dude, how I'm doing like that. Got the kids at home, wanna be like that. Gonna hate a dog saying I'm better than that, but they're bra, not. Isn't this up just for you, bro? Just you and your whole mob crew. Yeah. Let with nothing to do. Yeah. Give up a mad deadly. Let it go like you got no shame. Get wrecked like you got no name. Get busy with the why you came. Yeah. Give up a mad deadly.
Proper mad deadly. Bra, 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 bra. Proper mad deadly. Head honcho like Headley's. Got the music all dreadly. Keep it cool and rock steady. Rough and ready.
Yeah.
Trendy, trendy. I makes it look. Ain't nothing funny about the ways that it look. Many different ways that a cook will never be amazed. By the ways that it hooked, yeah. Shook up, shake it around. Quit that faking, take it to town. Break it down like Lego, shake your hips to the treble. Get with it like heavy metal, up on one level. Like if you're going for a gold medal. Rhyme with the instrumental, well thought of, non-incidental.
These are the stuff just for you,
who?
Just you and your whole mob crew.
Yep.
Board lit with nothing to do.
Yeah.
Give up a mad deadly, let it go like you got no shame. Get wrecked like you got no name. Get busy with the why you came.
Yeah.
Get from a mad deadly.
Bra, 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 bra.
Hey, brother from another mother, don't do a robbery. Get on the floor and do the corroboree. I'm a sucker, four fella, do the shake a leg. Do the cup car, but no break a leg. Cause we already started it. No hate, cause we disregarded it. No wood for BMS, so dress your best. So you impress you, yes, you, yes, you know me. Cause I'm another kind deadly. Keep a proper mad and you're glad when you see me. Dancing like everybody's watching you, watching me, watching you do. What you do when it's lovely, just trust me, you need to be more. Take it to the floor, get happy, go lucky. In the midst of the PMD, it's the end to the A. What a try when you're deadly.
P, proper M-I-D, dilly dilly. Like proper mad hype, seeing yourself on the telly. Means going for a feed, filling up all your belly. Or riding on your pussy flash, popping a wheelie. It's no show off, more like a blow off. Doing what you want, and it's about to go off. Show off, let them all know that you're here. Open up the eyes so they see ya. See, I'm like an 88 skin throwing back, six pack, Red Bulls on my nostrils, burning fuel fossils. So excited, and I just can't hide. I'm a peep of an M-Mac down my leg. Yeah, yeah, that's what she said. I slip with the tongue, and now I've gone all red. No shame, no game, it's time to get busy with the why you came. Here's a little something just for you. Just you and your whole mob crew. Board lit with nothing to do. Give up a mad deadly. Let it go like you got no shame. Get wrecked like you got no name. Get busy with the why you came.
Yeah.
Hip hop a mad deadly.
Hip hop a mad deadly. Proper, proper deadly.
Yeah, deadly track there, PM, last connection here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BB and Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob. Otherwise, text brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Looking at top stories in the news today, a piece of my heart passed away. Sydney man found dead in earthquake disaster. It's traumatic. Kathy is 53 and works full-time. How did she end up living out of her car? Finding that very common in these days and age. Search on for more Chinese government-linked security devices as more than 900 found across departments. Comanchero bike boss arrested in early morning raid. Tropical cyclone this tropical cyclone Gabriel is about to hit the coast, or it's going down the coast and close to Mackay and Capricorn area. So all the mob be aware down there. It's out on the coast and turned to Category 3. Cyclone was 610 kilometres northeast of Mackay, moving at speeds at 13 kilometres per hour just before 10 a.m. That was just before 10 a.m. Yesterday. So look out for that one. Other news here. Urgent recall for popular snacks sold at Coles nationwide. Do not consume. And that's a popular snack sold in canned Coles supermarkets nationwide has been recalled after an allergen wasn't declared on its packaging. Other news here. Let's look at First Nation news. How rugby league can open the door for the next generation of Indigenous NRL stars and coaches, as some of the rugby league's biggest names prepare to represent their culture and people. People in Saturday night's All-Star match, the next generation of Indigenous star faces new hurdles in the quest to emulate its heroes. Dean Witters, the NRL's Indigenous Pathways Manager, believes more could be done to help young Indigenous players hit the top level. Roughly 12% of NRL players identify as Indigenous. There are no Indigenous head coaches in the NRL. So there's a space that needs to be full. Other news here. And in regard to warning Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander readers and listeners, I advise that this article contains the name of Indigenous man who has died. Used the permission of his family. NT coroner highlights alarming suicide statistics as the inquest into death of Aboriginal man Bernard Hector at Darwin Prison. The Northern Territory coroner has given sobering insight into the rates of suicide in the Northern Territory, telling an inquest into the death of an Indigenous prisoner that the territory is in a crisis. So there it is. Need to jump on that. And condolences going out there to the family. We've got 20 minutes left on the program, New Mob. Have you saying yarn are strong? Uli is here on your daily program and available for any yarns, any topics. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
To the oldest living culture in the world, a living, breathing reflection of a nature wild, beautiful beyond measure, love every treasure, a mother, a lover like no other brother, full of love and affection, direction, perfection, did not forget to mention that complexion, yes, led by the spirit, time to heal it, don't conceal it, open up your heart and let her steal it.
She's a dreamtime princess.
Stomping the ground, filling up my spirit, feeling proud, appreciating, not hating, anticipating, I'm just saying, she be slaying as she walks with integrity, proud of her identity, that's just a reality, yes, a mentality, never slipping or flipping or tripping, always ripping and gripping and sticking to the plan of this land of what we love, it's time to stand strong, come on,
she's a dreamtime princess.
Yeah, that's Dreamtime Princess Mitch Tambo here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch every yarn. We've got Merv Eads on the line from WA, Noongar Man. Merv, how are you?
How you going, Trev? How you doing?
I'm well, thank you, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
I'm a Noongar Man from WA,
yes.
South Albany region.
Fantastic, brother. Beautiful footprint. And what do you want to yarn about, my brother? Touch and base, 2023?
I want to just have a quick yarn about coroners getting involved and making decisions on burial.
Yes.
When there's protocol, cultural burial protocols, for all our mobs across the country. And the Noongar protocol is if a Noongar man is dies elsewhere, married in, got children, whatever, married into another clan group, his body always comes home to be laid to rest with elders and ancestors and that. Within Noongar country,
and that's not adhered to, is it? It's not happening, is it?
It's not being adhered to. Lots of people are breaking protocol. Our black fellas are doing it to each other, and I don't believe it's right. Then the coroner, as a white man, makes decision on a practice that is thousands and thousands of years old.
Yeah,
you know, and I don't get that bit. You know. Someone dies, they go on to their mother and father's land.
Yeah. And you don't see any of that happening, do you? And if it does happen, it's big costs, isn't it? You there? Merv?
Craig, you there?
Yeah, Merv, can you hear me? No, Merv, I lost you, brother. I can hear you, you can't hear me. That's Merv. Merv, I missed you there, brother. I can hear you, but you couldn't hear me. But call back, and if you want to continue that conversation, you open up a good platform there in regarding a yarn. Coroners need to be educated, need to be respectful of First Nation people when they do pass on, and they're in the care of the coroners. You know, I don't know if we've got any black coroners out there. That's probably a question that needs to be asked, but there's cultural, and when we talk about cultural awareness is across the board, all industries, all peoples, all states, territories and governments. And as we know, 250-odd tribal people in this big island, on this big island, Australia, not one size fits all. There are different rules and regulations and law, L-O-R-E, in regard to what needs to be done, what needs to be said. I'll just try again with Brother Merv. You there, Merv?
Yeah, sorry, Trevor.
Lost your boat. All good. But you open up a good conversation, a very important conversation. I ask the question as well, if there's any black coroners out there, not that I know of, but we probably there's an opportunity, there's a beautiful space, or having First Nation people work alongside a coroner to help put a cultural awareness or put the protocol in the space, in that space, yeah?
Absolutely. You know, we've gone into all these agreements with states and territories and that, and through native title and everything else, something so significant as burial protocols as not being adhered to by coroners and government. They're not educated on it, so what they don't know, sort of thing,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And how they do things with their white families, they probably do them wherever they are, but it's different with us. We bury our people on country, and you know, to go and to be laid to rest with their whole people, our ancestors, so their spirits roam free upon country with the old people past.
And leads to the question: is cultural awareness being presented in the industry of coroners, you know, or in the medical world? Is that happening? And it seems like it's not.
It's absolutely not. And what they've got our people doing. He's got our families, in-laws and the actual blood, apical ancestors, going through a white court system for burial processes. And, you know, that's a system. That system does not belong to our cultural burial protocols.
Exactly.
And, you know, something that's been happening for 80,000 years plus.
You make a good point there, my brother. And look, the conversation across the nation, thanks to this program, and thank you for your input there. And hopefully let's talk more on it. But thank you, Merv. You take care, my brother. Be in touch, eh?
Thank you, Trev. See you, bros.
See you, brother. Beautiful yarn there, Merv Eads, all the way from WA, Noongar man, and it makes a good point there. Opens up a good conversation in regard to our people when they do pass on. What is the protocol regarding coroners looking after the death of our people, you know? Is there a cultural aspect at the table? There it is. Have you saying Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Left the straits, sailing over top our coral sea. Well, felt to work in a field, good sugar cane.
back home to me. My mind wonders, I think of the sea. Wish I could hear you play for us one more time with the boys' chorus, strong and tender guitars, and dancing to the drum. The kids will hear the marching, the thumping, they'll join in just like we used to do, just like you talked to.
Tapa Naba Norim, there it is. Yarn Up Strong here in your daily program, your mob.
We're
going to catch up and have a yarn. We got who we got on the line? We got Arnold Murray on the line from Cherbourg. Arnold, good morning. How are you? Can you hear me, brother? Morning.
Yeah.
How are you, brother? Talk to me.
Yeah, good, my brother.
Good. Who you mob? Where you from? Let the mob know, brother.
Yeah, I'm a proud Waka Waka man.
Represent.
Yeah, Papa, my great-grandfather, my great-grandmother on the Billy side.
Yeah, beautiful, brother, beautiful. What you want to yarn about, Cuss?
Yeah, I just listened to our brother from Western Australia there.
Yeah, he makes a good point, doesn't he?
Yeah, and, well, you know, what I used to do, for the council and for all the mob in Cherbourg, I used to jump in the wagon, station wagon, and I used to go and bring him out to Cherbourg to bury him. I went to Cairns, Townsville, went to Sydney, went to Sydney twice, go to Brisbane all the time, just bringing them home.
Yes. So very important, eh?
Yeah.
So very important, brother.
With the mirror turned up and yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it was something that I treasured that for the rest of my life, bringing the loved ones home, back to where they're born, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, born on country, but family, black people should be at the table. And when we're talking about, the death of our loved ones, because all the coroners and medical world, non-Indigenous people, and don't respect or understand the culture.
Yeah, that's it, my brother.
Good point.
We're going to be at the table, you know, and bringing our loved ones home, you know?
Exactly, brother. Exactly.
Yep.
Good, Jan. Well, thank you for adding to the conversation. And Cherbourg, big shout-out. How's Cherbourg mob operating? You all going good?
Yeah, maybe. We're all getting ready now. Cherbourg Warren is getting ready. We're going to Warrabinda.
Yeah?
Yeah. See all the mob up there.
Good. Very important. Yeah, very important, brother.
It's good.
All right, my brother. Yep. Well, we'll yarn soon, eh?
You take care now, my brother.
All the best, brother. You take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Good yarn. Beautiful yarn. And that's Arnold Murray, Cherbourg, and former mayor of Cherbourg. And adding to the conversation regarding, we had a call there from Merv Eads, making a good point there about coroners looking after our people. Here's an interview I had with Leo Heck, and talking about rising trend of teenage boys exposed to sextortion threat. Take a listen. Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, very sad, but a rising trend of teenage boys exposed to sextortion threat in the lead-up to a safer internet day on Tuesday, 7 February. Kids Helpline is highlighting the concerning trend of overseas criminal syndicates preying on Australian children, particularly teenage boys, by extorting money from them after deceiving them to send sexual explicit images over instant message platforms. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Leo Heed, Kids Helpline counsellor on the line. Leo, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Really good to speak with you. And, yeah, good to be able to have a yarn about this important topic.
Yeah, very important topic. And look, it's very devastating because I'm trying to get my head around what is sextortion threat. please explain that, and the rising trend of a teenage boy. So enlighten us first regarding the connotation of the work that it is and how we can prevent it, and what's happening to our kids who have been threatened this way.
Yes, Trevor. So with that word sextortion and what it means really is it's another type of online scam that our young people are getting involved in. And look, it's not just our young people. Mm. We're hearing that it is happening to adults, but it is having quite a big effect on the mental health of our young people. So what this is about is kids having a chat online with someone they think might be another person of their age. They end up, this conversation moves to something sexual. It's fairly common for young people to be interested in that stuff. Next thing they know, they've been sort of tricked into sharing a naked photo of themselves.
Mm.
And after that, the other person that they're speaking to will turn around and say to them, pay me money, or pay me in game vouchers, or I'm going to share this image with your family online.
That's sextortion threat right away. That's it. That's the explanation of it.
Yep, that's
scripture.
It. So we're seeing like a big increase in this over the last few years, and we're getting we had over 100 calls from young people last year to our kids helpline counsellors talking about this issue, and we found that the majority of those being affected were our young men. That they're being targeted in this and being tricked into doing it.
Mm.
I guess one of that big issue then is is the shame and embarrassment
of course.
That they're feeling. You know, at that age, your identity and your reputation is so important. And so they're feeling a lot of shame and embarrassment when this happens.
Well, scammers across the board are coming with from all industries and all ways of doing it for financial gain, but into a person's privacy, and also, like I said, defamation is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've got to be so careful and cautious online, and that's why this ties so well into Safer Internet Day, which is the important day where we're raising awareness about the importance of and the message that we've got for Safer Internet Day is connect, reflect, and protect. And the key one there is about reflecting, and that's thinking about the actions that we take and what we do online before we do it. And then for our young people, I think that's really important. Taking a pause and go, hey, do I trust this person? If I share something with them, what could be the consequence? What could happen with it? So really, we want to get that message out, taking that pause, thinking about things, and making sure we try to avoid these situations before they happen.
Exactly. How are we going on the other side of the coin in regard to this has happened to teenagers, how are we fighting the scammers, and how are we protecting the teenagers thereafter?
Yes. So we know that the Australian Federal Police and the Office of the E-Safety Commissioner have got this on their radar, and they're doing what they can. I mean, this is a challenging area. These criminal gangs, they're overseas, they're on the internet, and it is a tough thing to deal with. But the authorities are doing what they can. Then we've got Hey Kids Helpline is here. And so if a young person or a family is impacted by this, they can, pick up the phone, or they can jump online, and they can, call up and have a chat with one of our counsellors who are aware of this issue and are able to provide the support to them. And I think an important message is if it does happen, an adult, a parent, carer, reminding the young person that it's not their fault.
Yes.
It's a terrible thing that's happened, but it's not their fault, and there's support available. And then now you pick up the phone, you contact Kids Helpline, and now counsellors can have a chat and link them into other agencies like the eSafety or the AFP, who can begin an investigation, and taking a report and helping them through the next steps on what to do.
Okay, so Kids Helpline, how do people contact you?
Yeah, so Kids Helpline, we're a free, private and confidential service. We're 24/7, 7 days a week, so there's always someone here to have a yarn with. You can call us on 1-800-55-1800, and that's a free call. Or you can jump online, and we've got, you can chat online with our counsellors as well, and that's at kidshelpline.com.au.
Okay, beautiful. Leo, thank you very much for the yarn, and thank you for sharing with us this sad threat as such, but then the cautious operation that we all need to be doing, especially with our kids. But helpline 1-800-55-1800. Thank you for the yarn. Keep doing the good work that you're doing. Keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, Leo.
Yeah, good to speak with you, Trevor. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
There it is, a deadly yarn there with Leo Heck, and he's a Kids Helpline counsellor, and just talking about that space, which I didn't even know of, but rising trend of teenage boys exposed to sextortion threat. So that's where people grab an image of a shelf that you may have posted, whatever, innocently, then they grab it and saying, look, we got your photos here, and we know what you're well up to, or in regards to, we can, you send us money, otherwise we're going to put this out over the internet and bad mouth you, defame you, whatever case may be. So there it is, new, never heard of it, but that's another scam, you could say. We need to protect ourselves. Kids Helpline, 1-800-55-1800. Reach out and let's protect our kids. We all need to be careful in regard to the world that we live in the 21st century information age. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.